This is the Blind Geek Zone, Mac Podcast number 4, for December 29th, 2009. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back for another Mac Podcast. Slowly but surely learning things about the Mac. I'm slowly getting better at this, still struggling a little bit with Vo. I need to read some more of the manual still, but I am getting there, thanks to help from everybody that keeps giving me comments and little tidbits I get from the mailing lists have been quite helpful. I'm going to demonstrate a couple things here right now that I've learned from mailing lists. One of the things I noticed, and I'm in Finder and I'm in my applications here right now.
Skype. Selected application, left paren 25 of 31, Safari, selected application, QuickTime Player, selected application, left paren 23 of 31, right paren.
Now on my other podcast, you noticed it didn't just say the application, it also went ahead and gave time information and other information. What I did, and going to do a vocal keys M here to bring up the menu.
Menu bar, Apple. Finder, File, Edit, View.
And I'm going to go down here through the View menu.
View menu, 12 items, as icons, as list, Command 2. Check mark, as columns, Command 3.
I originally set this, kind of a Windows bias. I set it
as list, Command 2.
As list. And kind of just did that from force of habit as a Windows user. You know, that's how basically on Windows we would set it up as a list view or a detailed view. And I didn't even give any thought.
Check mark as columns, Command 3.
To the column view. But that's what I've done here now, and you can do a Command 3 as a shortcut to do that. And it's only going to announce just this column, I guess, and you can use your vote keys to get the other information, but typically I don't need any of that other information, so this works out much better for me than the list view. And those of you switching over from Windows may want to just do this too, because it's a lot less verbose. Alright, hit escape.
Closing menu, browser, one item selected. Applications, selected folder, left paren 1 of 5, right paren.
All right, and another really neat piece of information I got off a mailing list the other day. Say you want to change your speech parameters here really quick. There just happens to be a nice, real simple way to do this. If you press and hold Control, Command, and Option keys, use your left and right arrows.
Pitch 50%, rate 45%, voice Alex. Intonation 50%, volume 70%.
You can select what you want to change.
Pitch 50%, rate 45%, voice Alex.
Let's say I wanted to change the voice. Continue holding down the Control, Command, and Option keys. And now use your up and down arrows.
Bruce.
Agnes.
Cellos.
Fred.
And you have some other voices that you can pick.
Bad news.
No, I don't quite understand some of these, but okay. Oh my. I don't know what that was.
Bells.
Bells, okay. Bubbles, hey, yeah, if you wanna go around and use bubbles.
Deranged.
Oh my.
Good news.
Oh wow, okay. Wow, that's all I can say.
Junior.
Okay, coming back into a little bit more normal stuff here.
Chelsea.
Pipe organ.
Princess.
Ralph.
Trinoids.
Vicky. Victoria.
Whisper.
Zarvox. Zarvox.
Okay, and we'll go back up.
Vic. Ralph.
Pipe.
Good.
Fred.
Hello.
Agnes.
Bruce.
Alex.
Yeah, we're back up to Alex.
Alex.
And Alex is at the top. All right. You probably ask, oh, well, okay, why would I want to switch from Alex? The only real good reason I could give you is I've noticed Alex has some pronunciation problems on non-standard words. Those can be fixed in the voiceover utility. There's a dictionary there that you can change those. But, you know, you might want to switch to
Bruce
or Fred or one of the female voices. You know, select Bruce here for a moment.
Safari. Skype. Safari. QuickTime Player. Preview. Photo booth. Mail. iWeb. iTunes. Selected application. Left there in 18 of 31 right there in.
And also, they're a little quicker moving around with than Alex's. Maybe, but not by much, but...
iWeb. Mail. Photo booth. Preview. Selected application. Left there in 22 of 31 right there in.
But I've been told they do pronounce non-standard words a bit better sometimes than Alex does. And, you know, that's just a personal preference, you know, you'll have to make for yourself.
Voice Bruce. Bruce.
Alex.
Yeah, we'll go back to Alex. All right, so as you can see...
Rate 45%.
It comes in very handy. If you want to adjust your rate here now.
Rate 50%. 55%. 60%. 65%.
If you want to talk faster.
60%, 55%, 50%, 45%. Pitch 50%. Volume 70%.
You can adjust your volume.
65%, 60%, 50%, 45%, 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, 85%, 90%, 85%, 85%, 80%, 75%, 70%.
And it's just a really quick way of changing your speech options. And these do hold once you change them and reboot. System comes back up, whatever voice you've picked, whatever speed you've picked, and things like that, volume, persist. So, be aware of that if you make a change. When I booted up today, it was using Fred or Bruce, I can't remember which one, but, you know, it's good to have that choice. All right. The main thing I'm going to talk about today is I finally gotten around to putting some applications on the Mac. I won't really call it installing applications because one of the huge differences between Windows and the Mac is there really isn't an install. And I'm going to take you through downloading and, quote unquote, installing a program here. But the huge difference is there is no real install. You download something, it's usually zipped, sometimes it's in a disk image file, a DMI file that you need to open, and it's very simple to do. I'll show you here. And basically, you just take the application in that file and copy it and paste it into your applications area, and off you go. It's just that simple. And I'm going to do that today with two very popular programs. Skype, which Windows users are very familiar with, Mac users too, but you know, if you're switching over, Skype is something you've probably used a lot on Windows. It's a VoIP program, a telephone program over the PC that a lot of people use. Going to put that on the Mac today. And another thing that's very, very popular right now is Twitter. And as you know, there are Windows applications to do Twitter. There are also Mac applications to do Twitter. And it appears the most popular one in the blind community, as far as I know so far, is Syrinx. And we're going to download and install Syrinx here today for you. So, the first thing I need to do is I've already done this once, and I'm going to
QuickTime Player, selected Safari, Skype, selected application, left paren 25 of 31 right paren.
Okay, I'm going to get rid of these, and for whatever reason, my delete on my Windows keyboard here, when I do a command delete to send this to the trash, it doesn't do it. So I have to go to the menu.
Menu bar, Apple, Finder, File, File, Open, Print, Close, Get Info, Compress, Duplicate, Make Alias, Quick Look, Show Original, Add to Sidebar, Move to Trash, Command, Delete. Browser, one item selected, Library, Selected Folder, Applications, Selected Folder.
Okay, and when you delete something out of a folder, for whatever reason, it goes back to, backs out of that folder a level.
List one, Automator, Safari, Stickies, Syrinx, Selected Application, okay. Left pattern 26 of 30 right pattern.
Go ahead and get menu rid of
bar,
too.
Apple, Finder, File, File, New, Open, Duplicate, Make Alias, Quick Look, Show Original, Add to Sidebar, Move to Trash, Command, Delete. Browser, one item selected. Applications, Selected Folder, Left pattern, Safari, Stickies, System Preference, Text Edit, Selected Application.
And it's just that easy. That's all you do to uninstall an application on the Apple. There is no going into the control panel and add remove programs and go through a bunch of gyrations. You just simply send it off to the trash. And I'll have to admit that's really neat. That's really the way to do it. I don't know how Apple handles, you know, say duplicate files. I guess you might have some duplicate files. But you certainly don't have to worry about shared components and things like that. So that's quite interesting. All right. I'm going to switch over to Safari. I'm going to Command Tab here.
Safari, Window, MRR Software, Visited Link, Syrinx.
All right. And I'm not going to go through here and download both programs again for sake of time here on the demonstration. But I will show you real quickly how to download Syrinx. And we're on the Syrinx page, which is http://mrrsoftware.com. Okay.
Link, curb, visited link, Syrinx.
All right, so I want to go here to Syrinx. I'm going to do a vo space to select the link.
Press HTML content. Image. List one item. Visited link. Home. Blank. NAMECHANGER. Blank.
Okay.
Syrinx. Blank. Curb. Blank.
All right. And I'm going to try a couple things here that I've learned. Some vo keys. And, you know, when I refer to vo, I'm talking about control and option. So if I do vo H, I can go to headers.
VoiceOver help menu, 6 items.
Oh, I was supposed to. Let's see what happened there. Oh, I think maybe I did that wrong. Let's escape out of that.
Link, blog.
But that'll give you the help. Okay. Vo H is help. Vo J.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the VoiceOver keys while typing to hear VoiceOver commands. Press the escape key at the top. Escape, stopping keyboard help.
Okay, somebody told me on a mailing list last night that Vo H was for headers, Vo J was for controls, and Vo L was for links. And these don't appear to be working. So, all right, let's do it the long way. Till I figure that out. I wanted to show you that today, too. And apparently, the information given to me is wrong, I believe. All right.
Link. Our software.
All right. I'm going to use the vo keys, and I'm just going to go down through here.
End of list. Image. 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 End of list. Link. About MRR software. Link. Blog. Link. Curb. Link. Syrinx.
Okay, there's Syrinx.
Link, curb, link, blog. Link, about MRR software, end of list.
Okay.
Image, 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 link, Syrinx dot feature underline, overview dot HTML.
And there's an overview.
Link, Syrinx dash the underline, bookmark dot HTML. Link, Syrinx dash, pause dot HTML. Link, Syrinx dash, friends dot HTML. Link, Syrinx dash, conversations dot HTML. Link. Syrinx-faqs.htm, frame 0. Image. Link. http://www.mrsoftware.com/download/syrinx/syrinx-2_3_1.zip.
And this is what we're looking for. So if I use the vote keys and the spacebar to select it.
Press net list.
All right. And we are now in a dialogue, a download dialogue.
Clear button. List.
And if I interact with this.
Interact with list, file icon, show in finder, syrinx-2_3_1.zip, 2.1 megabyte, group, left paren 1 of 4, right paren.
And if I interact again with this in the list.
Interact with group, left paren 1 of 4, right paren. 4 items, syrinx-2_3_1, interact with text, word, syrinx-character, s.
Okay, that's what somebody was telling me to do.
syrinx-2_3_1, zip.
Okay, let's uninteract with that.
Stop interacting with text. 2.1 megabyte.
But here in this list, if you interact with your vote keys.
File icon button.
You can tell the.
File icon, but 2.1 megabyte.
You can tell the file and the file size.
2.1 megabyte. syrinx-2_3_1.zip. Stop interacting with group. Left paren 1 of 4, right paren.
Okay.
File icon, show in finder. syrinx-2_3_1.zip. File icon, show in finder. File icon. File icon. File icon, show in finder. Skype_2.8.0.722.dmg. 4.0 megabytes. Group.
There's our
left
Skype.
Paren 3 of 4, right paren.
That I downloaded yesterday.
File icon, show in finder, syrinx-2_3_1.zip, 2.1 megabyte, group.
So I'm not real used to navigating this dialogue yet, but it basically tells you your downloads and what you've downloaded and the status, I guess, while it's downloading. But,
File icon, show in finder. File icon, show in finder. Stop interacting with list one items. Downloads. Zoom button.
And we have different buttons here.
Minimize button.
You can minimize it.
Close button.
And at this point, I'm going to close it.
Now in window, MRR software, frame 0.
And I'm going to close Syrinx here.
Finder, window, applications, browser 1 item selected. Applications, selected folder, left paren 1 of 5, right paren.
Okay, and I'm going to back out of this.
List 1 item, library, users. Selected folder.
And if I go down to users.
List one item selected. Rick Harmon. Selected folder.
You went to my user.
Rick Harmon. Select list one item selected. Desktop. Selected folder.
And we have various things here.
Desktop documents. Selected downloads. Selected folder.
And we're going to go into downloads.
List one item select. Skype_2.8.0.722.
And there's Skype.
Syrinx-2_3_1.zip. Selected zip archive. Left paren 3 of 3, right paren.
Okay. So all you have to do on this zip to open it is do command O.
Open. Now in Win. Syrinx. Finder. Window. Downloads. Browser 1 item selected. Users. Syrinx-2_3_1.zip. Selected zip archive. Left paren 4 of 4, right paren. Syrinx. Selected application. Left paren 3 of 4, right paren.
Okay, and it extracts it right out there automatically, so I'm sure if I'm doing this right entirely or not, but this is how I'm doing it. And I'll go up to my menus.
Menu bar, Apple, file, menu, new finder window, command, new folder, new smart folder, new burn folder, open, command, open with, print, close window, get info, compress, sir, duplicate, command D.
Oh, sorry, wrong menu.
Edit menu,
edit
eight
menu.
Items, undo, redo, cut, copy, syrinx, command, cut, dim, command X.
Now, I'm not sure why I can't cut it and move it in the application, but what I can do here is...
Copy, syrinx, command C.
I can do command C, and I always forget that. So I'm going to copy it. Let's see here. Let me look at one other thing.
Paste, dim, command V.
Command V, okay.
Copy, syrinx, command C. Copy,
syrinx. So I'm
going
to copy it.
Syrinx-2_3_1.zip. Selected zip archive.
I'm
left paren
4
of
4.
Right, list 1. Desktop. Selected folder. Left paren 1 of 9. Right paren. List 1 item selected. Rick Harmon. List 1 item
back.
Selected. Applications. Selected folder.
Go back
left
over
paren
to
1 of 5. Right paren. List 1 item selected. Address book. Selected. List 1 item selected. Right, applications. So selected folder. Left paren 1 of 5, right paren.
Shut up. Going to the applications here. I'm not going to go into it. And I'm going to do a command V to paste.
Paste item.
Okay.
Library. Applications. Selected folder. Left paren 1 of 5, right paren.
Go in there.
List one item. Select Safari. Stickies. Syrinx. Selected application.
And
left
paren 26 of 30, right paren. All I have to do to run it is do a command O.
Open core services UI agent system dialog alert show web page button.
Okay, this is an alert you'll get sometimes, and believe it's asking you, you know, what to do with it, kind of like in Windows when you run something you've downloaded. If you're sure it's okay.
Cancel button, open button.
Let's go to open.
Finder, window, applications, browser, one item selected. Applications, selected folder, left paren 1 of 5, right paren.
All right, and I'm going to command tab.
Syrinx. Syrinx, window, Syrinx, edit text, blank, has keyboard focus.
Alright, we'll see what we got.
Retweet here. From Belinda, colon, RT at OMG Fax, colon, mention from Chuck Brady, colon, at Rickster the Geek, hi, Rick's Mac, how are you doing today?
Okay.
Hey, you shouldn't give that nice man.
And it remembers my settings, even though I removed the application. Apparently settings for it are saved somewhere else, because it's still, it knows who I am here.
Retweet from Gang Stress of Love, colon, RT at Yoko Ono, colon, mention from Chuck Petkey, colon, mention from Gerardo Coripio, colon, retweet from Jeffrey Shockley, colon, R, retweet from Jeff, mention from Vicky, colon, at Rickster the Geek. I'm sure it's quite different from Windows, number Mac, mention,
this is some stuff
from John,
I did the other day,
mention from John Moore, colon, at Rickster the Geek. There is one that will be accessible when version 2 is released called Tweetai that I think will be Syrinx, mention from Eric Troop, colon, at Rickster, mention from Mac, retweet from West Derby, colon, R, mention from Vicky, colon, edit text, blank.
All right, and we'll move around this a little bit and just show you. Here's where you would type in an update that you want to do. And also, the shortcut to that is Command-Shift-U. Let's see, I don't remember. Control-Shift-U. No? All right. Well, we'll look at that in a minute, but this is where you would do that.
Table, one row selected. Column left paren, one of one right paren. Mention from Vicky, colon, at Rickster the Geek. I'm sure it's quite different from Windows.
And then here's your table that you can just go up and down through, and it'll say each one of your tweets.
Retweet, mention from Vicky, colon, at Rickster the Geek. I have a friend that has shown me the number Mac several times, and
mention to the top here
direct,
somehow.
Mention from Chuck Petkey, colon, at Rickster the Geek. I'll be tapping you as a resource in late Gen or early retweet from Missy Hop.
And I'm up and down arrowing, you know, I'm up arrowing here through the table.
Retweet from Belinda, colon.
I don't know how to get to the top of it yet.
Retweet from Belinda, colon, RT at History Day, colon, retweet from Jonathan Mosen, colon, RT at Brian Hargen, colon, to our new documentary about the direct message from blindbargains.com, colon, Rickster the Geek, colon, mention from Margot Downey, colon, at Rickster the Geek. Wow, how interesting. I had a feeling AFE would come out with some sort of book port sometime. Mention from mention from Buddy Brannon, colon, at Rickster the Geek. Well, I don't. I just patronize more indie music. Direct mention from
this is from yesterday.
Retweet from Brandon B, colon, RT at Mashable, colon, encryption code for 80% of the world's mobile calls. Crack dash.
Trying to get up to the top here.
Direct message from John Moore, colon, Rickster the Geek. Retweet from Moore Inks, colon, RT at Sterlock, colon, at Moore Inks. Notice that myself. Now reading X. Ray T. Mahorny, colon, admit me, underline pi. I'm betting it's been remastered as well. Patrick Perdue, colon, power returns after 47 minutes.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting close to the top. And normally you would just want to go up and down through the list and listen to each one of these, but I've already heard all of them, so I really don't want to do that. I just want to get to the top
direct
there.
Jamie Paul's colon. Why does Fox News insist on repost? Nikki
and I'm real close.
J.R. Westmoreland, colon, at Brian Hargen, you never report. Deal. Rip. WEWS colon. Akron police find meth lab in garage. HTTP. Reach. Rep. Mark. Up. Brandon B colon. Wicked dash TV. Olive. Eric Troop colon. RTX. Wire colon. Transformers 2 voted best and worst movie of 2009 colon. Megan Fox voted the worst actress of the year.
All right.
HTTP colon. / tinyurl.com/yco. Edit text. Blank.
Going to type something here.
S-E-N-D-I-N-G space T-W-E-E-T space F-R-O-M space T-A-E-S-A-C space P-O-S-S-D-C-A-S-T space D-E-M period period M-O-M-O period. Sending a tweet from the Mac Podcast Demo.
And all you got to do is hit enter here.
Sending a tweet from the Mac Podcast Demo.
And you heard the update sound.
Eric Drew colon, RT at SciFiWire colon, Transformers 2 voted best and worst movie of 2009 colon, Megan Fox voted the worst actress of the year.
Now, with Cyrix, I don't know of any way to force it to update. Let me go up to the menus here.
Menu bar, Apple, Cyrix, File, Cyrix, Cyrix, Menu, 8 items.
We go into Properties.
About Cyrix, Preferences, Ellipsis, Command, Comma.
Yeah, it's Command, Comma. I should remember that, but half the time I don't.
Preferences ellipsis. Now in window, Cyrix preferences, application, selected tab 1 of 4. 5 minutes, refresh interval, pop-up button, menu, 6 items, check mark, 10 minutes.
Oops, let's see here.
10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Check mark, 5 minutes, 3 minutes.
Okay.
60 minutes. 3 minutes.
Yep. Okay, 3 minutes is as low as you can go.
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
All right.
Closing menu. 5 minutes. Refresh interval. Pop-up button.
Yeah, let me select that. I just...
Menu. 6 items. Check mark. 5 minutes. 3 minutes.
Enter.
Closing menu. 3 minutes. Refresh. Dynamically stay under Twitter request limit. Check checkbox. Check for new tweets after posting an update. Check checkbox.
And it'll do that too. When you do your update, it'll go out and look for them. It also is supposed to be able to stay under your API limit, which is 150 calls an hour.
Don't scroll past selection. Selected radio button 1 of 2. 3 minutes. Riff. Don't scroll past selection. Selected radio button 1 of 2. Scroll to newest radio button 2 of 2. Submarine. New tweet sound. Pop-up button.
And you can select your tweet sound here.
Never. Remove retweet interval. Pop-up button. Retweet date. Uncheck checkbox.
But there's all kinds of things here you can change.
Read message type. Check checkbox.
And you can select here whether you want it when it's reading the tweet, if it, you know, what type of message it is, when it was sent.
Read tweet date. Uncheck checkbox.
And I unchecked the tweet date because that's really annoying to hear that over and over and over.
Read message type. Application. Selected tab 1 of 4. Appearance. Tab 2 of 4. Growl, tab 3 of 4. Filter, tab 4 of 4.
And there's not much else in here you really need to do. When you bring this up for the first time, it will ask you for your username and password. The reason it didn't here is obviously it stores these settings somewhere that I'm not aware of yet. So just by deleting the application, it still saved my settings. So that's interesting. All right. Command.
Filter, tab 4 of 4. Close window. Yeah. Now in window. Left paren 646 new tweets, right paren. Eric Troop colon. RT at SciFiWire colon. CNET news.com colon. Google plans January 5th Android
president
HTTP colon.
Here.
/. Deals and coupons colon. TECHLYNE 46 colon. Heavens above. Trial by typing in iPod. Rick Harmon colon. Sending a tweet from the Mac podcast demo.
And there's my tweet. Go around through here. I'll show you some more things. I'll move with my vote keys.
Rick Harmon colon, sending a tweet from the MacPod, TECHLYNE 46 colon, Rick Harmon colon, Rick Harmon colon, sending a tweet from the Mac podcast demo. Edit text, blank. Rick Harmon colon, sending a tweet from the MacPod, edit text, blank. Horizontal splitter.
Okay, and I'm using my vote keys now. I get stuck here for some reason.
Progress indicator.
You get a progress indicator. I've never heard that do anything.
Table, one row selected.
There's our table.
Column left there. Retweets, uncheck checkbox.
You can select here what you want to see in this table. Retweets.
Direct messages, uncheck checkbox.
Direct messages.
Mentions, uncheck checkbox.
Mentions.
All, check checkbox.
Or all. So you can change this if you just want to look at direct messages, you know, momentarily. You could change it, look at them, you know, mentions, retweets. There's an update.
355/321.
Okay, and I think it's telling me what message I'm on.
Akron, Ohio.
There's my location.
Location, colon. Sending a tweet from the Mac Podcast demo.
That's my last update that I did.
22:18:12 p.m.
And it tells...
Sending a tweet from the Mac. 22:18:12 p.m.
All the time, yeah, okay.
11,999.
That's something I need to work on again to say the time and stuff better. And there's how many tweets I've done.
Tweet number. Toolbar.
And there's the toolbar.
Toolbar button. Syrinx left paren 647 new tweets right paren. Zoom button. Minimize button. Close button. Close
and
button.
I'm at the top. And then I can just simply...
Minimize button.
Come back down here.
Zoom button. Toolbar. Toolbar. Tweet 11,000. Location, colon, Akron, Ohio, 355, all, check, mention, direct, retweets, table, one row selected, T-E-C-H-L-Y-N-N-E 46, colon, seems that if you simply tap the screen while trying to type a character, you run the risk of inserting it, Rick Harmon, colon, T-E-C-H-L-Y-N-N-E.
And there's my one update.
Edit text, blank.
And just tab out of that table, and you're into your edit text. Like I said,
menu bar, Apple, Syrinx, file, edit, tweets.
You can go into the tweets menu here.
Tweets menu, 14 items. Update command 1.
Oh, command 1 is update. If you don't want to tab around.
Go to bookmark command 2. Refresh command R. Pause command U. Bookmark newest command B. Reply command shift R.
Command shift R for reply.
Favorite command shift F. User profile command shift P. Direct message command shift D.
So there's a lot of things you can do here.
Show conversation, dim command shift C.
And this comes in real handy if you're on somebody's tweet and you want to see the conversation, you don't know what they're talking about, if it's a thread that you've been in, you can just do that and it'll show you, you know, what was said, what they said, what you said, and you can go down through it and get an understanding of what you're tweeting about. And you just do that again and you get back out into the normal view.
Bookmark command shift B. Retweet, command, shift, users, menu, 3 items, follow user, ellipsis, command, control, O.
And then you get user settings here, you can follow, unfollow.
Unfollow user, block user,
block.
Ellipsis, follow user, view, menu, 3 items, hide toolbar, customize toolbar, hide current status, command, option, S.
And there's nothing in the view I've seen that you need to change.
Hide toolbar, command, option, T. Closing menu, edit text, blank.
So?
T-E-C-H-L-Y-N-N-E 46, colon. Seems that if you simply tap the screen.
Okay, and I don't have any more updates yet, but it's that easy, and I can just...
Four
yeah,
rows
there's
added.
One.
T-E-C-H-L-Y-N-N-E.
Okay, and it's just got 4 new updates.
Paul Verrott, colon. Tonight we're going to party like it's 1999, HTTP, colon. /. T-E-C-H-L-Y-N-N-E 46, colon. I will learn to type on this crazy iPod Touch. I will, if only to be able to help MALYN 87. Richard Bells, colon. At the Guerra Show, Monopoly needs system access support. Information for this is publicly available. If Quater can do it, why not Monopoly? Richard Bells, colon. Retweet from Riley Blake, colon. RTI Mormon Times, colon. Here's a heads up from Deseret Book. Get ready to study the Old Testament next year.
Okay,
save on Old Testament titles. H.
All right, and I'm at the top. So as you can see, it's really a simple program to use. And it's probably the most popular Twitter application on the Mac for blind people. It's fully accessible. And not all that hard to use. So if you want to tweet on the Mac, I think you'll find that Syrinx is the program for you. All right. Next, let me close this.
Finder, Window, Applications, Browser, one item selected. Applications,
okay.
Selected folder, left paren 1 of 5, System Preferences, selected application, left paren
27 of 30,
right paren.
To my user folder.
Text edit, Time Machine, Utilities. Selected folder, left paren 30 of 30, right app, list, users, selected, list one item selected. Rick Harmon, list one item, documents, downloads, list one item selected. About, downloads, Skype underline 2.8.0.722.dmg, selected disk image, left paren 2 of 4, right paren.
All right, now Skype's a little bit different. It's in what's called a disk image. So I had to figure out what to do with that. So do a VOM here to get to my menu.
Menu bar, Apple, file.
Go down through file.
File, menu, New Finder window. New folder. New smart. New burn full. Open command. Open with submenu.
And I went to this open with submenu.
Open with submenu. Three items. Disk image mounter. Left paren. Default right paren.
And I chose the disk image mount.
Browser one item selected. Users list one item selected. Image browser list. Applications selected alias. Skype selected application. Applications selected alias.
Now all I did here.
Skype selected application.
I don't know if I had to do anything with the alias thing there or not, but I didn't. So I just did a copy of the Skype. And I think that went.
Applications selected alias. Skype selected application.
Let me try that again. And I think that means it did it. Okay. So let me close that.
Close window. Now in window, downloads. Browser one item selected. Users. Selected folder. Left paren 5 of 5. Downloads. List one item selected. Users. User. Library. Applications. Selected
applications.
Folder. Left paren 1 of 5. Right paren.
And I'll paste into it.
Adjust typing echo. Characters.
Oops. Shoot.
Stop adjusting typing echo. Applications. Was removed from selection. Zero item selected. Applications. Selected folder. Left library. Applications. Selected folder. Left paren 1 of 5. Right paren.
Again, I did it wrong. Let me paste.
Paste item. Now in window. Copy. Stop button. Text. An item named Syrinx already exists in this location. Do you want to replace it with the one you're moving?
Ooh. Didn't do that right.
Leaving scroll area. Stop. Replace button. Stop button. Now in window. Applications. Browser one item selected.
All right. Let me go back.
Selected folder. Left. Libraries. User. Users. List one item. List one item selected. Documents. Downloads. List. Skype underline 2.8.0.722.dmg. Selected disk image. Left paren 2 of 4. Right paren.
Just trying to open this. I'll do a command O. See what...
Open. Now. Image browser. List.
Okay. And that's what it comes up with anyway. So you can just do a command O on it to open a disk image file.
Applications. Selected alias. Skype. Selected application. Applications. Selected. Skype. Selected application.
Okay, let me go up to the menus here and see
menu
what I
bar,
have to do.
Apple, Finder, File, Edit.
Do an edit.
Edit, menu, undo, redo, cut, dim, Command X, copy, Skype, Command C.
Okay, do Command C. Maybe I did something wrong.
Copy, Skype.
Close this window, Command W.
Applications, selected alias, Skype, selected application.
Try it again. We'd be hitting the wrong key.
Close window. Now in window. Downloads. Documents. List one item. Use list one item selected. Use library applications. Selected folder.
Yeah,
left paren
right.
One of five.
We'll
right paren.
Try paste again here.
Paste item. Now in window. Copy. Copying to.
Okay, I must have did something wrong the first time.
So. Now in window. Applications. Browser one item selected. Applications. Selected folder. Left paren one of five. List one item selected. Safari. Stickies. Select Skype. Selected application. Left paren 25
okay.
of 31. Right paren.
And all we have to do to go in here is just do Command O.
Open. Core services. UI agent. System dialog. Alert.
Okay,
show
and it's asking
button.
Us what we want to do here.
Cancel. But open button.
Tell it open.
Finder. Window. Applications. Browser. One item selected. Applications. Selected folder. Left paren 1 of 5. Right paren.
All right. And we'll And there's Skype. Let me command tab over to it.
Skype. Skype. Window. Skype trademark. Toolbar.
All right. Now, Skype is a bit different on the Mac side than it is on the Windows side, but once you get used to it, it's not really all that hard. Use my vote keys here to interact and move around.
Online. Menu button.
Okay, and that shows I'm online. I could click this here and change my status.
Rick Harmon button.
That'll take me to my profile, I believe.
$0.00 button.
There's my credit remaining on this account.
Button.
And there's an unlabeled button.
Table.
All right, here's a table.
horizontal splitter. Table, no selection.
And the first table, I think, is empty.
Skype test call.
Yeah, and the second table actually has your contacts in it. I don't know what's up in the top table.
Potatoes 10. Rick Harmon. Steven Shaheen. Rick Harmon, potatoes, Skype test call.
And these are my contacts that I have here on this particular name. All right. One of the things that, unfortunately, you can't do with Skype on the Mac is you can't tell the person's status. So what a lot of people do is just tell this to show the online statuses only. However, that's still, you can't tell if they're away or not available, or you can't see their mood text, you know, if they're saying, you know, don't bother me right now or whatever. So that's kind of a problem. But that's one of the few things that you can't do here on the Mac side.
Dim image. 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 Edit profile button.
And I'm using my vocab here and my right arrow to go down through here. And you can edit your profile there.
Button. Button. Image. 18,100,117 people online.
And I think I'm down at the bottom. You see how many people are online?
18,100,117 people online.
Okay, if we go up to the menus.
Menu bar, Apple, Skype. Skype menu, 8 items.
You can go into preferences here.
About Skype. Preferences, ellipsis, command, comma.
Which is command, comma.
Now in window, general, remember my name and password on this computer. Check, checkbox.
And this is all fairly similar to options in the tools menu on Windows Skype.
Check for updates automatically. Check checkbox. Show status in menu bar. Remember my name and password. Advanced button.
We have some different buttons here.
File transfers. Chats button. Video button. SMS button. Calls button. Audio button.
If you go into the audio button, and I'll do a voice space here to select that.
Press built dash and output headphones. Pop-up button.
Okay, the first pop-up button here is your output.
Button. AK5370, pop-up button.
The second one here is your input button. And on the Mac Mini, you don't have a mic input or a built-in mic. You do have built-in speakers, so you can, you know, you could choose to go through those or through the output on the back. But what I'm doing here is I'm using a USB mic, and I've selected that here. It's AK5370, so all you do here is change it to your USB device or whatever you're using. If it's not a, if you're not using a MacBook or whatever and have a built-in mic, you choose it here.
Built dash and output headphones, pop-up button, button, general button.
Okay, and that's about all I changed. There's some
privacy button.
You can go into privacy and change, you know, who can see your contacts and things like that, just like you would on the Windows side. Let me get out of there.
Button.
Okay. Come
here. Button.
Oh, hush.
Button.
What in the world? Come on.
Finder. Finder. Skype. Window. Skype trademark. Button.
Okay.
Rick Harmon button.
Okay. Oh, it came out of that. Okay. I got it closed. All right. Go back up to the menus.
Menu bar, Apple, Skype, File, Edit, View, Account, View, View, Menu, 10 items, check mark, Show Offline Contacts, Command, Shift, Alt.
Yeah, you might want to not show offline contacts. That way you're not calling people that aren't online. And let's see if I check that.
Show Offline Contacts, unchecked.
Okay, and let me go to my table here.
Online, menu button. Rick Hart, zero button. Hort, tape, dim, image, 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 image. Edit profile, button, 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 image. 18,000,001, button, edit profile, image, image, image. Dim table, one row selected. Column left paren, one of one right paren. Skype test call.
And now there's only one item in my table here, and that's the Skype test call. So that way you're not calling people accidentally. And I'll show you here. We'll do a quick call. Now, the only way I know how to do it right off the top of my head is...
Alt Control M.
Oh, shoot. Hit the wrong keyboard again. All right. I'm up to the menus here again.
Apple menu. 11 items. Skype menu. File menu. Edit menu. View menu. Account menu. Contacts menu. Call menu. 8 items.
Call menu.
Hang up. Dimmed. Contacts menu. Add a contact. Add this contact. Search for people. Import contacts. Send contacts. Show contact. Show info. Rename. Send contact. Call.
And I'll go to call. And hit enter.
Call. Now in window. Connecting. Skype test call echo 123 button.
Hello. Welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hello, Skype call service. How are you doing today? Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. We'll leave it a quick message here. Okay, nope, I don't have my mic on. Hold on.
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message, but not your own voice, and something is wrong with your audio recording settings.
Hold resume.
Please check your microphone
button,
and microphone settings
pad, down,
or visit skype.com for more
button.
Help. Thank
audio
you for using the Skype
button,
call testing
more
service.
Button, hang
goodbye.
Up table, one row selected.
Okay.
Column left pair and one of one right pair. Skype test call.
And you have to tab around there to the hang up button. So it's a little different. You don't have the hotkeys that you do on Windows, but let me do this again.
Menu bar, Apple, Skype, edit, view. Account, contact, contacts, menu, send, show contact, show info, rename, send, call.
And I don't know a quick way to do this, but to do this, so let's try it again.
Call, now in window, connecting.
And
hello,
I think I got my
welcome
mic
to
on,
Skype call
so.
Testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
All right, let's try this again. Hello, Skype call service, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
All right, let's try this again.
And there
hello,
we go.
Skype call
hold
service,
resume,
testing,
toggle
testing,
mix, show
1, 2, 3.
Volume up, audio preferences, share button, more button, hang up button. Now in window, Skype trademark,
I hung up.
Table.
All right, so not too bad to do. And when you get a call in, from what I understand, it's just you can tab around to an answer button and hit it. So shouldn't be too hard to do. Like I said, you don't have the hotkeys like you do on the Windows side, but doesn't appear to be too much of a problem. You can get to the various things in Skype by hitting your command and a number.
Skype.
Oops, let's see here.
Skype.
Oops.
Dim image. Image.
All right, hold on. Let me go to the
menu. Menu bar, Apple. Add via account, contacts, call, chat, window, window, menu, 13 items, minimize, command, zoom, select next tab, select previous tab, dim, command, shift, left arrow, Skype, command, 1, chat, dim, command, 2, SMS, dim, command, 3, history, command, 4.
Okay, so I was doing it right. Let me get out of there.
Closing menu, image, Skype.
So, like on the Windows side, command 1 takes you to the, you know, basically to the contacts area. It's not exactly the same, but it's, you know, close enough. Command 2 takes you to chat. 3 is SMS. Command 4.
History.
Is
now
history.
In window. History. Search history. Search text field.
And you can...
Table. Mark all viewed button. Table. No selection. Image. Outgoing call. Image. 12/29/09. 2 rows added. Image. Outgoing call. Image. 12/29/09. 2:38. PM Skype test call 00:00:50 button.
And
tier
there's
4.
Where I called the Skype call service.
Image outgoing call image 12/26/09:10:03 PM echo 123:00:00:51 button. Row
yeah.
3.
And there's where I did it before. And you can go around this and
mark all viewed button.
You could mark these all as viewed.
Mark all viewed button. Mark all viewed button.
I guess that's about all you can do.
Table, one row select, search history, search text, history. Zoom button. Minimize button. Close button. Close button, zoom, history, search history. Table, one row selected. Okay. Status, image, time,
but I can
outgoing
do a,
call, image, date and time.
I can do command 1.
Table, 1 row selected. Column left paren, 1 of 1 right paren. Skype test call.
And I'm back into my contacts there. So, as you can see, Skype on the Mac is pretty straightforward. There's not too many problems. I've heard on the mailing list there is some problems doing conference calls, adding people to conference calls. I'm not quite sure how to do that, but you know, if you're just calling one person at a time, it's quite easy to do, and you shouldn't have any problems adjusting to it. Like I said, you can't tell the person's status. You know, that would be great. You know, if you could see status in mood text, that would certainly be quite helpful, and hopefully a later version will do that. But that's probably about the biggest drawback to Skype on the Mac. Everything else is pretty good. There aren't any hotkeys for answering or hanging up quickly, but there doesn't appear to be too much tabbing around to do that. And so I like it. I think Skype will work quite well on the Mac. And as far as Twitter, Syrinx is definitely, you know, the program you want to use for that. And it's been interesting here playing with both of them. I find them both to be very satisfactory. I still like Quitter over on the Windows side better, but that's just a personal choice. There's absolutely nothing wrong with Syrinx. Great program. Okay, and one last thing I wanted to do here is show you how easy it is to do updates on the Mac, software updates. I have a number of them here, I guess, that have been nagging me here for a while to do, so I wanted to wait till it was recording to do it. Okay, I've brought up the Apple menu.
Apple menu, 11 items. About this Mac. Software update, ellipsis.
And we're going to go into software update.
Software update, ellipsis. Software update, dialog, software update, checking for new software, ellipsis.
And it should come up with several things. I've seen some Safari updates. I know there's a, there's definitely Snow Leopard updates because this is 10.6.0, I believe, and it's up to 10.6.2. So we'll go ahead and see what's going on here. Let me.
Now in window, software update, text, note colon. Use of this software is subject to the original software license agreement. Left paren s right paren not accompany the software being updated. A list of Apple SLAs may be found here colon link http colon slash slash www.apple.com/legal/law/.
Okay.
Show details button.
And we could get the details of the updates.
Show details button. Show details not now button.
And I could tell it I don't want to do this right now, which I've already told it several times not to do this now.
Install and restart. Default button.
And
text, note colon, help, show details, but not now button. Show details button.
Let's look at the details.
Window, software update. New software is available for your computer. If you don't want to install now, choose Apple menu greater software update. When you're ready, you must restart your computer after the updates are installed. You must if you don't want to install new software is available for your computer. New software is available for your computer.
That's not much details.
If you don't want to install, you must restart. You must restart. Not now, but hide details button. Not now button. Install 5 items. Default button.
Oh, there we go. There's 5 items.
Install 5. Not hide detail. You must update requires restart. Mac OS 10 update combined colon. Downloaded.
Okay, and that's already downloaded. Mac OS update.
Text. Note colon. Use of this Mac OS 10 update combined colon. Downloaded. That accompany the software being updated. A list of Apple SLAs may be found. Here colon link http colon update requires restart indicator. Here colon link http colon bottom of document. Here colon link http colon slash slash dot. You must restart your computer after the updates are installed. Update requires restart. Mac OS 10 update combined colon downloaded. Text note colon HTML content. Horizontal splitter. Available updates table one row selected. Column left paren 1 of 5 right paren.
Okay.
Update requires restart indicator install. Check checkbox name Mac OS 10 update combined version 10.6.2 size 507.3 megabytes. Low
okay.
1 of 5.
There's the 10.6.2 that we could check or uncheck.
Indicator check checkbox iTunes 9.0.2 92.8 megabytes.
There's iTunes.
Indicator check checkbox remote desktop client update. 3.3.1, 6 megabyte indicator, check box, iMovie update, 8.0.5, 36.9 megabyte indicator, check box, iPhoto update, 8.1.1, 12.5 megabytes, row 5 of 5.
Okay, so let's just go down here.
Port, HTML, text, note call, iPhoto update, update requires, you must restart your computer after the updates are in, hide details button, not now button, install 5 items, default button.
All right, we'll install these 5 items. Let it reboot.
Press in text English. Apple Incorporated. Software license agreement for Mac OS X. Single use. Family pack and Leopard upgrade licenses for use on app. New line. Apple Incorporated. Disagree button. Agree button.
Yeah, we'll select agree. Okay.
Disagree button. Agree button. Press agree button. Disagree. Agree button. Agree button. Press agree. But authentication window. Secure edit text has software update busy.
All right, and I believe it's doing its thing now.
Password colon.
Oh, what's my password?
Rick Harmon. Edit text. Password colon.
Okay. Hope I remember this.
Selection deleted.
Selection deleted.
Okay. Default button. R. Edit text contents. Secure edit text. R. Edit text content selected. Okay, default button.
Oops.
Okay, okay, cancel, help, details, collapse disclosure triangle, scroll area. Type your password to allow software update to make image. Text. Text. Image.
I think I got rid of my username there.
Help button. Collapse disclosure triangle. Help, cancel, okay, default button. R, edit text content selected. R, un, R, R, R. I C K space H A R M O N N O R A H K C I R Rick Harmon R R R Rick Harmon secure edit text.
Okay, put my password here.
Collapse disclosure triangle. Help button. Cancel button. Okay, default button. Software update ready.
Okay.
Finder, desktop, Macintosh, software update, dialog, alert, to install the updates, you must restart your computer.
Okay.
To finish the installation and restart your computer, click restart. Not now button, restart, default button.
Okay, I told it to restart. Believe it has. Okay. So we'll give it a minute here and let it restart. See what it does when it comes back up. But it doesn't appear that the updates are difficult to do at all. Rather straightforward. Process, it looks like. So give this a minute and it should be back up.
VoiceOver on. Software update. Window. Software update. Installing 5 items.
All right. VoiceOver wasn't on automatically.
You are currently on the text element.
So, that was interesting. I was sitting there waiting, and it wasn't allowing me to do anything. And I decided to just hit Command F5. And VoiceOver, come on.
Software update image. Software update. Dim zoom button. Dim minimize button. Dim close button. Dim zoom button. Software update. Software update image. Installing 5 items. The updates were installed successfully.
Okay. All right, and the system is rebooting or something at this point. I just heard the Mac itself make its little startup noise. So we give it a minute and it should come up. Said the updates were installed successfully.
Welcome to Mac OS X. VoiceOver is running. Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD volume.
All right. And the system is back up. And we're now updated. So as you can see, that was pretty straightforward. No real pain there. So, but I did want to show everybody that, all the new people to the Mac that have converted over from Windows. See that you can do your updates without any sighted assistance and all that good stuff. So, all right. That is done. And we'll just go into Finder here.
Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
Okay.
Open. Now in window, Macintosh HD. List. Applications. Selected folder. Left paren 1 of 5 right paren. List 1 item. Automator. Calculator. Chess. Safari. Skype. Stickies. Syrinx. Yep. Selected application. Yeah. Left paren 27 of 31 right paren.
And everything is there and everything is running. So that's just how easy that is. And so, all right. That completes this podcast. Wanted to show you a few things I've learned here lately, and I wanted to show you how to install a couple popular applications and use them. So, as you can see, I'm getting there. I'm doing better. I still struggle a bit with moving around with the Vokis, but I'm getting there. And like I said, as a convert from Windows to the Mac, I think I'm doing pretty well for just the limited number of hours I've used it. And I hope this is being real helpful to those new Mac users out there switching over from Windows 2. Hope this teaches you some things. You learn from my mistakes and do things better. And I will be back again for another podcast here as soon as I learn some more new stuff. So I hope this has been educational and entertaining. I thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. Here's my contact information. If you'd like to go to the Blind Geek Zone website, you can get there by going to www.blind-geek-zone.net. If you'd like to send me an email to ask me a question or send comments on anything you've listened to, you can email me at rharman@blind-geek-zone.net. That is rharman, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. You can also leave questions via Skype. You can leave information for the Blind Geek Zone podcast, tips, tricks, questions, and things like that. And my contact information for Skype is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. And you can also follow me at Twitter. And my contact information at Twitter is for Rickster the Geek, which is my personal Twitter account. You can follow me there by going to www.twitter.com/ Rickster the Geek. That's capital RICKSTER, capital THE, capital GEEK. You can also follow the Blind Geek Zone on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/ Blind Geek Zone. That's capital BLIND, capital GEEK, capital ZONE.